I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled and had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Coast, Rocka, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistall, Chattanooga, Chaston, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Hello, hello, hello. You're tuned into yet another Crash Landing with the one and only Tape Dispenser here on WMUC FM College Park, where we bring audio ratings to our radio audience. Before I can get into the show tonight, I gotta set y'all up with a quick PSA. How about, why don't we do, let's do this.
Do you like the outdoors? Join the Maryland Adventure Program. This is a student-powered adventure that promotes personal growth and overall wellness. You can tackle a 50-foot wall through rock climbing or gather a group of friends to experience the challenge course. To get more information, log on to crs.umd.edu/Maryland Adventure Program.
Proxima B, standard year 7085, the planet's breeding ground for sin. One side, a desert-turned oasis for wealthy clientele. The other, locked in a perpetual darkness lit only by the glow of neon. Vice runs rampant all over. Thank you. The name's Braxton Paynes. I've got 8 slugs in me. One's lead, and the rest are bourbon. The drinks pack a wallop, and I pack heat. I'm a high-profile detective with the Alpha Centauri Force. My shoulder burns as I get out of bed. My last mark blew a hole in my shoulder, much like the one I blew in my wallet last night. I amble out of the sleazy motel with nothing but a badge to my name. Streets are lined with booze hounds nursing the last of their hooch from the night before. Down each alley is another can house looking to grift the last of the dough from every poor sap who passes by.
This is Elliot to Braxton, reports for break-in from an upper crust, sending coordinates.
Good. A case from a big money client means I'm in the chips again soon. Only problem now is the chips on my shoulder.
Magic woman, I got a black magic woman that got me so blind I can't see. She's a black magic woman, she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might.
I had flagged a cabbie to get to some upscale watering hole. A joint like this could make a guy feel out of place in his rags. Deep down, there was nothing different about the upper crust. The only difference between the carriage trade and the streetwalkers was luck. The luck of being born into a wealthy family.
Thank you. your spell on me, baby. Got your spell on me, baby. Yes, you got your spell on me, baby. Turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman. I can't leave you alone.
Hey, Tapster, pour me something strong, no frills, cheap. Ugh. Bottom shelf bourbon for a bottom shelf crumb. Figures. Bet he thinks I'm just another masher here to cause trouble. I better case the joint and find this dame before I start looking suspect. There. Across the bar was my number, performing a number herself. Just as I was told, a Twi'lek dame with fiery red leku shrouded in mystique. Nothing to do but wait now.
Could it be the little things you do to me? Like waking up beside you, it's so new to me. Life can be so full of danger. In the dark, the locks are stranger. I just can't imagine what he wants from me. When I'm with you, it's paradise. Take my hand, it's paradise.
I emptied my glass and left it with the last of my bills next to a dead soldier at the bar. It was late now, although that meant nothing next to the Janes and Jaspers cutting a rug. I made my way through the crowd and cut to the back.
Hey, pal, where do you think you're going?
Ah, great. Some lug they hired for extra security around here. Listen, man, I gotta speak with your Twi'lek friend in the back. It's a private play.
Oh, yeah?
Whoa, bud. I ain't looking for no tangle. I flash him my buzzer and he lets me through. The back is lined with three rooms, a broom closet, an office, and a dressing room on the right. With a rap on the door.
Who is it?
Detective Paynes. Just told you had a problem. The door opens with a puff of smoke. The dressing room is a sparkled maelstrom of balled up boas and satin.
Close the door and take a seat.
So what's the problem, dollface?
I am not your dollface, Buster. Watch it.
All right. So what's the problem, Miss...
Mrs. Layton.
Well then, Mrs. Layton, what's the beat?
Well, you see, my wife and I, we got married last month. Beautiful ceremony. I'm wearing the pearls she gave me for our wedding. She'd be wearing the ring I gave her, too, if it wasn't gone. That ring's been with the matriarchs of my family for generations. Has a diamond centerpiece and the ring's 24-carat Magrathian gold.
So what happened?
Well, 3 days ago, we woke up in our bed and the ring had disappeared from a jewelry box. No alarms went off, no traces left.
Sounds like it's time to get to work. Mind if I check out your place? The red flares of the Centauri sun nearly blind me as I step out of Layton's flivver. When my eyes adjust, I'm greeted with a mansion lined with marble. Winged statues spit water all around lush green gardens. So which way is the bedroom?
Well, there's the three guest rooms down the hall to the left, and several more rooms upstairs. Although I presume you're looking for our master bedroom, which is on the third floor. I'll be out tanning by the pool if you need me.
These upper crusters and their egos.
And what was that?
Nothing. Eesh. I ought to shut my trap and get to work. I guess the broad was right. I found nothing but dust in the room. Across from the bed was a vanity. Sitting on the vanity is a jewel-encrusted box lined in gold. Subtle. I didn't even look past the top drawer before I found a key. A couple minutes into the investigation and I popped the jewelry box lid. No need for a can opener with wealthy clientele. The box is full of treasures. Rare trinkets and baubles from far-off planets. Jewelry so bright it outshone my own lamp. Just a handful of these and I could live pretty comfortably. Oh well. But the dull end of some paper caught my eye. Sticking out from a corner in the back. Dig down and find a latch. Back of the box is open. And out spilled several small documents. Few ID cards, different names, some forged paperwork and a note. Not a word, but a spade in dark black ink. I know this MO. Looks like a certain bride forgot to mention some debts.
Did you find anything?
Like you said, a clean sneak. I've got a few informants across the city I might be able to brace for a lead.
Shame. Do wrap this up soon, though, please. We've got a trip to the coast soon, and I'd love to have this resolved by then.
I'll do my best. Let me tell you a secret. I lied. I know exactly where I'm headed. I could have said something about her wife's gambling debts. Then again, I could have told her wife that her pearled paramour was shacking up with the maid. She did a terrible job of hiding the sunburns on her neck. This is it. Neon lights cover a building with more walls than windows. An infamous clip joint run by one of the most well-known outfits of the Centauri underworld. and passed by the tables. Blackjack, poker, sabac. Tables of Proc Simmons. And not one sorry sucker knew they were just another mark for the Poloni crime family. Unfortunately for the Poloni crime family, they're my mark tonight. Top floor. I paid some gambling lugs to distract security with a rumpus downstairs. Nothing between me and the missing ring now, but a heavy set of wooden doors.
Welcome. What can I do for you?
At the desk sat a hulking man with a large diamond ring on his left man. Hand. Damn. Big Paw Poloni, head of the Poloni crime family. Must have got a wrong number that he was off-world for a meeting.
What, not even a name?
Yeah. Paynes. Baxton Paynes. I'm taking the ring. In a flash, he's plugged full of lead and on the floor. In a flash, I'm through the only window in the room and clambering down an alleyway pipe. By the time I hit the ground, I'll have a change of clothes ready and a lit cigarette to burn the evidence. I'm about a mile out from the casino before anyone notices the smoke. Soon, things are up in flames. Suddenly, the night, pierced with screams. Little did I know, I'm the one who caused it. See, let me tell you another secret. I've got a buyer lined up at the nearest Centauri spaceport. And a ship, off-planet, ready to go at a moment's notice. All I do is drop a nickel, and they're off. See, remember how I told you that I was a detective with the Centauri Force? I killed a detective with the Centauri Force. I'm just another grifter, trying to make my way in the world. By the time I'm off-planet, I'll have a wad of dough in my pocket so big I'll be able to live off it for years. No one will know it was me. And it won't be my problem anymore. So good luck to the happy couple. Sorry to the Poloni crime family. Goodbye, y'all. I'm out.
Why do I find it so hard to love you? When I know in my heart that I want to, I've been putting you down when you aren't around. I'm letting you down every day. I've been messing around when you're out of town. Why do I keep on running away? I'm a part-time lover and I'm never there. We'll be right back.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in here to Crash Landing on WMUC FM 90.5 College Park, where we bring nothing but the best to your ears from our peers. Thank you. Any comment here? Actually, you know, I'd like you all to welcome. We have a trainee DJ in the studio here today who played the part of not just one or two, but three characters on this show tonight, who played an informant, a security guard, and the one and only Big Paw Poloni, head of the Poloni crime family. This is...
Sullivan Dillon.
Whoa, you played two more characters?
Whoa! Oh, yeah. All right. So, Sullivan has been in here learning the ropes of being a WMUC DJ and keeping things fresh and fun and funky for you guys, because that's what we do here. And what we also do here is bring you the weather. I know I was a little late to that tonight. Sorry, folks, but, you know, that's just like, we were in the middle of something. Very, very important business, I promise. But, you know, if you're still up here listening to the radio at 12:48 p.m. No, don't go to sleep just yet. You've got 10 more minutes of audio irradiance from the one and only tape dispenser here on WMUC FM College Park. I know I'm throwing in that station drop a lot. That's just so you can hear a good station drop. Actually, some of these are okay. But anyway, here's your weekly weather up to the minute with the one and only tape dispenser, courtesy of WMUC. So, it's looking like tomorrow, Friday, will be a high of 66, low of 43, and sunny. Saturday, high of 71, low of 52. Clouds in the morning, sun coming out in the afternoon. Sunday, similar vibe with a high of 76, low of 50. Clouds and sun early in the morn. Kind of overcast morning. Ooh, and potential for rain. 87% chance of rain at night. But hopefully looking like it's not going to start until way late. So, who cares? And if I look outside my super high-tech, trusty, dusty, crusty, musty, rusty window, I can tell you that it is, in fact, dark outside here in College Park. That's your weather up to the minute with the one and only tape dispenser. Now, here with us in the studio, like I said, is our special guest, Sullivan Dillon, who's going to tell you a little bit about his show concept and what he plans to do here at the station. Sullivan is a freshman who just got accepted as a DJ, is completing his trainings, and will soon be on air on WMUC Digital.
Hello, I'm Sullivan, or Sully, a DJ in training, as Spencer said. And my show idea, my big beautiful show idea, is just to kind of like play a song for you guys from like a larger artist, and then a few songs from a smaller artist with a similar sound. And the idea is that smaller artist would be kind of the type of artist that would open for that larger artist at like a live show. So you guys will be hearing some, hopefully, songs that are new to you in a perfect world. And yeah, that's the idea.
Awesome. And so, as a fun little trivia for our listeners, you guys will get to learn a little bit, too, about what it means to be a WMUC DJ. What does it mean, Sully, to be a WMUC DJ?
It means changing the world with college, with big, beautiful college radio, and making the same joke twice. And, you know, having a good time and making friends and buddies and playing good music.
Cool. And what does a WMUC DJ have to do in the studio as a DJ every show to achieve that?
Do your logs, do your Spinitron, say the station ID, and do the PSA and time.
Ding, 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 ding. Bingo! All right. So, looks like Sully here wants to be a millionaire, because that was spot on. Now,
A millionaire, you say?
Oh my god, guest cameo from...
Vivian Leighton.
I forgot the name already. Awesome. All right. So we'll set you up with one or two last songs here. I'll go over some final stuff here with Sully. And you guys will get to listen to some nice, fun music if my computer would work. All right. So we've got one last song here on the docket for you guys today, which I'm going to have Sully introduce. Are you ready? Do you think you can handle introducing and playing a song here? You think you got it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Go for it.
This next song coming up is a similarly jazzy number like the other ones, called Scenery by Ryo Fukui. I definitely butchered that, but if you Google generally what that sounded like, you'll probably get what this song is. So, guys, go take a listen.
Thank you.
You've been tuned into yet another Crash Landing with the one and only Tape Dispenser here on WMUC FM College Park, where we bring audio ratings to our radio audience. It's late. I'm tired. I'm sure you're tired. If you're staying up, you can be accompanied by the sounds of our rockin' robot, the No Dab. But for those of you who are finally tired, either out there in the galaxy or down here on Earth, if you're heading to bed, good night, sleep tight, and don't let the space worms bite. Thanks for tuning in to WMUC FM College Park.